Is there any attendance that's taken, besides Mike, is there any attendance that's taken? We have to have something, so we need a roster, that's the beginning. Was there any decision about, I said maybe once a week, if I don't want to, once a week, perhaps you're at 12, was there any consensus about that?
It seems like Tuesday's been the most popular day.
Tuesday, okay, so we know that Tuesday. Look, today I couldn't even get here by one. Because they I don't know, the BQE was all snarled up, but if I know the shares are 12, I'll try to be right 12:15 at least. So, okay, fine. So we could do it that way, because we could try. I'll try to remember that Tuesday is at 12 o'clock. Sunday and Thursday is 11:30, and then the other days are 1 o'clock. A little bit complicated, but okay. Try that. Okay. I was thinking that I think I'm not going to need a shir psich. I think everything I wanted to say in the shir psich, I'm just going to incorporate into the shir. So, thinking of the car, something I wanted to talk to now. But, need to find something. So, this is like this. We can visit the last 2 days, the machlokes between the Rosh on the one hand and the Ramban and the Rashba on the other hand. What's the yisoid of the chiyuv kaisel in our Mishnah? Why do they have to build the kaisel kminig ha-medina? They build the gazus. The Rosh says, because anyway, silas is mostly on Paris. But if the one of them wants to be kindest to Tech Shaloyan on his own to build the boots of a dafna, and thereby be misalik to Ezekiel, so he could. And the Ram and the Rashba say, no, there's a time that the Tavei could say, if you're going to build the boots of a dafna, then it's going to fall down. And I'm going to have to be Tavei, I'm going to have to be misatzim, kimcha b'din, veini, going to be mazik me b'Ezekiel. It has to be done in a way, in a chalukah shel kayom, in a way of kayom. And that's why you have to have real the gosses. So yesterday we saw from this Zalman, this Mazbir, the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba, what kind of tefillah is that? tomorrow, next year, next month, the wall's going to pull down, and maybe you're not going to listen, and you're not going to want to put up a wall, and I'm going to have a fight with you, and then meanwhile, you're going to be masking me with Hezekiah. What kind of tefillah is that? That's a tefillah of Hachakas Nezokin. It hasn't happened yet. And if it'll happen, you're Shaytan Bar, it's like the Rosh times. So this Zalman explains, shot in the Ramban and the Rashba, the Yesh Mepharshim and the Rosh, that the chiyuv over here is not the chiyuv to build the kaisel, build the gozis, is not because they're masik each other with the tain of hachokas nizokim. But that will be enough takahutsu v'dafna. It's rather because they're both nizokim. They're both nizokim from each other, and therefore they share the tzorich to have a prat, to have a tikkun. It's a tikkun for the chotzer for both of them. For both of them, it's a tikkun to have a kaisel that'll be masalik and ezekriya, like the din of Eishar. And Mimela, they can be kaif each other to participate in the tikkun achotze. Even though right now they're not shutfin, but that Ramochem explained. But they, in the chaluk also they have schosim that the chaluk be just like when the shutfis is ongoing, they can be kaif each other to build a beishar and the stomach proper beishar, not b'utsu v'da'atma, a proper beishar. The sarech achotze is to have a proper beishar. It's not going to have to be redone every 6 months. So when they're chaylik the chotzer, they have a right to be chaylik the chotzer. Each one has a right to be tevea. That we should be chaylik the chotzer in such a way that the chalokim are misukonim. And since the tikkun of the chalokim, like the tikkun of the chotzer, demands that there be a good solution for hezekriya, so mele they could be kaifer to build a kaisel bigvil b'gosus. So it's a b'kitzer. It's a b'shar dekadim. That the requirement of build the gosus is a b'shar dekadim. As it might be, as far as we know, the Ramban and the Rashba might agree that there's also within our Chokas Nezokin. But for our Chokas Nezokin, you can do it Tzutz of Adafna. What requires Gvil Begozes is the Beshar Dekadin, the Tikkun HaChotzer Dekadin, since they're both Nezokin from each other. I also mentioned the Chazanish. The Chazanish uses this to answer the Rosh's Kasher from Gaga Samach HaChotzer. By Gaga Samach HaChotzer, all you have to build is a Michael. There it doesn't say anything about Gvil Begozes, so why is that any different? So the Chazanish explains very beautifully, because there a lot it's only a Chokas Nezokin to Gvil. There it's not a shared tzarech, it's not that they both need it. The Bala Chotzer wants the Bala Gag to put up a mic. The Bala Gag is fine. He's enjoying the view. So there it's not, there for sure it's not a Bishar to Gvil. There it's only a Chokas Nezokin to Gvil. For a Chokas Nezokin, it's an Ofut Suvadafim. Could be that the Ramban and the Rosh over here go Lushitosim. And the Yisoid for the Chesmim is in the Rissa Zalman. Doesn't make the whole Chesmim, but the Yisoid is in the Rissa Zalman. Rissa Zalman says it in a very complicated way. I think we could say it in a much more, in a simpler way. Not getting into that. Rissa Zalman has his own fish to fry, but I think there's a simple Chesmim that the Rosh and the Ramban over here are Mamash Lushitosim. There's a Gemara later on the top of Zion and Beis. The Gemara says that ha'achim she'echolku, look at that, two brothers who are dividing an inheritance. So let's say there's a chotzer and each guy gets half, or the soldier and each guy gets half. So the Mishnah Brayis is so the Gemara says, Amar Nachman and Mishmuel, ha'achim she'echolku, ein lem le'derech ze'al ze'e, ve'le chaloyne ze'al ze'e, ve'le sulome ze'al ze'e, ve'le amas ha'mayim ze'al ze'e. The thing is that even though before they made the chaluka, when their property was commingled, before the father died, or before they made the chaluka, so it could be that each one was doing in the other one's half. It wasn't yet the other one's half, but it was still a shutfus. But it could be that one of them, let's say one of them had the aliyah, the other one had the bias. And it could be that to go up the aliyah, you need a sulam, and maybe the sulam was sitting on the land that later on is going to turn out belongs to the bala, to the one who gets the bias. So we don't say that, oh, he has the bala aliyah, has a right to put his ladder, has acquired a right to put his ladder in the by a meicher zapper, by a meicher say meicher by in yofu meicher. If I sell you a piece of my property, and there's a, so we assume that when I sell you a piece of my property, I sell it to you with all of the usage that's been happening there up till now. But here by achim she'achim shecholku zohai in yofu, sikoy v'dinisah. So, the one who, let's say we divided the chotzer in half, and let's say my side of the chotzer has a wellspring, let's say, and up to always there was a channel of carrying the water from that wellspring into the other side. So the guy who has the wellspring can close it, can stop it. He can say, you know, this is my half. The wellspring's on my half. There's no chazokos over here, one on the other. My half is my half, your half is your half. You want to put your ladder in my half, you have to acquire that from scratch. So one of the things that it says over here, it's not our sugya right now, it's not so important right now, but one of the things it says over here is that they don't have chaloyne sells it. So what does that mean, that they don't have chaloyne sells it? So Rashi says it means, le'ar al stimas oire. It means, let's say one of them has a window, and the other one wants to build a wall right near that window. Within Dalai Lama said, normally if I have a window that overlooks my friend's chatzar, and I've had it for a while, then my friend decides he wants to build a wall within Dalai Lama's of my, he wants to build a high rise within Dalai Lama's of my window. So I can say, no, I've acquired the right over time that I should have light. You're blocking my light. You don't have a right to do that. Over here, everything starts from scratch. So therefore, even though I have a chaloyne, you could build a wall right up. I don't have a right in your property to keep you from building a high rise right next to my window. Okay, so that has nothing to do with our case. The Rosh brings from the Ravid that the Ravid said another pshat. The Ravid said that it means like this. Elem chaloyne zel zeh means, let's say, we have two chaseres next to each other. Up to now it was a shutfus, but now we're dividing it up. And I get, let's say I'm Reuben, I get a chutz, I get a chutzer. And you're Shimon, you get a bias. And the window of your bias overlooks my chutzer, and you can look right into my chutzer. So the Ravid said, now normally the halach is, if I have a chutzer, and you have a house next to it, and you want to open up a new window, which will then look on, if you want to open a bay window that's going to overlook my chutzer, I can say, no, Hezekiel, I can stop you from building the window. If you have the window already, so then you can be machzik in that right, at least over time. But I can stop you from building the window in the first place. Right? You do what you're... So here there was a window, here there was already a window, but the window was there when it was a shutfus. It was one chutzer, it was one property. Now they're dividing it in half. So all of a sudden, now we have two pieces of property. I have a chotzer, you have a window. Your window is overlooking my chotzer. So the Ravid says, le'elem chaloyne zelzeh means that the bala chotzer cannot tell the bala chaloyne to close up his window. Ein l'yoch aloyme le'stoyim chaloyne zecho. Afal pi she'esh be'em esik ria. Even though l'chayra, why not? He's being mazik me with esik ria. And here there's no chazok. See, normally, if I have a window from before, so I acquired it by chazok. If you didn't protest when I opened up the window, you can't come back. You can't come by. That's the look of chazok. By in this case, shein how long it takes. Some sheet is only need 3 years. Halach of shechmer chaskas, you don't need 3 years. Right away, if you don't object right away, if I open up a window and you don't object, then I acquire the right to have the window. And then on the contrary, you can't even build a wall to block my window because now I acquire the right to have a window. You have to protest right away. But here, the Rav would say it is right away. But so here, the Maaseh, it is right away. Even though the window's been here maybe for the last 20 years, but for the last 20 years, the father was alive, it was one piece of property. Now the brothers are dividing it in half. So all of a sudden, I have a chutzer, and you have a window that looks right into my chutzer, has a kriya. So the chayra, the bala chutzer should be able to tell the bala chaloyim, close up your window. So the Rav says, no, the bala chutzer, this new chutzer, this newly divided chotzer, the balha, newly divided chotzer, cannot tell. He reads it into this member from Nachman and Shul. Ein lem chaloyin zelzeh. That means, not like Rashi. Rashi learns chaloyin means the right to have a chaloyin and not have it blocked by a wall. The Rav is learning the other way around. Ein lem chaloyin zelzeh means I don't have a right to tell you to close up your chaloyin, and you don't have a right to tell me to close up my chaloyin. The chaloyin stays. So the Rosh is chaylik. This is the ain't dvar of Neon Ka. I said, I don't understand. It's not true. It doesn't make any sense. They came in the Ein Lechazoka B'Aira. Since the guy doesn't have a chazok in this chaloyim, it's not like he's had this chaloyim for years and nobody said anything. This is a brand new, and it's, in effect, it's a brand new chaloyim. Again, it's really an old chaloyim when the father was alive. But now, after, in this new matzav of chaluka, it's a brand new situation. So, how can he be mazik the brother with Hezekiah? So the Rosh holds that Avada, the brother, can say the Balachot, you could say to the Balachalei, close up the Chalon, you're being mazik me with Hezekiah. Just like any other Hakas Nisokim, presumably. That's the Rosh. The Ramban sides with the Raiva. Doesn't bring the Raiva, but he says on his own. The Ramban is masking the Raiva. That the Balachotcha cannot tell the Balachalayim to close up the window. Why not? Hezekiel. Says the Ramban, there in Zion of the Bays. Says the Ramban, Shal Menaskein Cholku. Yeah, it's the first Ramban is item and base. You want to look in the covers? The first Ramban is item and base. The Lech Haloim is El Zeh. Here should be the Shleim between Rashi Trap, the Ara, El Stima, Sa'ira, Kaloim, Shein, Oime, Ba'achim, Shechok, La Haloim, Smi, Kinek, and Shalei Yachim. Ein Lech Haloim means you can't tell him, don't build the wall. When they made the chalukah, the deal was that the chalukah were being chaylik the bias and the soda the way they are now, and the chalukah envisioned that if I get the house with the chaloyin, I don't have to then close up the chaloyin. Maybe you could add, you could elaborate. If I knew I had to close up the chalon, maybe that's not what I would have done the chalukah in a different way. The chalukah assumes that whatever is already there is going to stay in status quo. Even though it's not a chazakah. But it's a different concept. Since we made the chalukah, and when we made the chalukah, you had the chotzer, and the chalon was already there when we made the chalukah. So when we made the chalukah, I got a bias with the chalon. So the chalukah envisioned that I get a bias with the chalayim. The chalukah is not that I get a bias with the chalayim, and then the first thing I have to do is close up the chalayim. So it's built into the chalukah that although there's a concept of hezekriyah, and normally I can't be masiki with hezekriyah, but here it's built into the chalukah that even though there's a concept of hezekriyah, but I don't have to close up my chalayim on that account. And the rush is chaluk. Yeah, so what's the machlokes b'mamakim? We're not going to go into it. But we'll take that as given. The Rosh holds, it's a posh the case of Hezekiah. When they divide the field, now there's a situation of Hezekiah. You have to close up your chalon. And the Ramban says, why should I close? Yes, it's true, there is a Hezekiah. But we made a chalukah. We made a chalukah the way it is. The way it is, there was a chalon. I don't have to close up my chalon on account of Hezekiah. Hezekiah can't require me to close up the chalon. That was there when we divided the field. So the chayra yesh l'shem. If Zalman says it in a much more complicated way, I'm saying he doesn't bring this from mind. He says it in a very complicated way. But I don't want to. We don't need his complications. Rabban says a poshuk to shalom. If Zalman is a very complicated explanation of the rabbi, it's not many right now. So yesh l'shem. So when shutfin shecholku is like acham shecholku. Same thing. Acham Shechokku are Shutfin Shechokku. Two Shutfin, they divide up the field. There's no wall between the two Chatzeres. L'chaira, that open space between the two Chatzeres, in effect, is a big window. That's what it is. There's a big window between the two Chatzeres. So the Fidei Ramban, and it says in the Mishnah, they have to build a wall. Hezekiah, they have to build a wall. Why? What happened to the Ramban's Taina? That I'm a naskein cholku, that I don't have to, that I shouldn't have to be mistala. I took a chotzer with a window. I took a chotzer with a view. You got a chotzer with a view. Now you're coming to me with a taina. Hezekriya shmei hezek. Why can't I say I'm a naskein cholku? Hezekriya is I can't open up a new chaloyin against your chotzer. But here we made a chalukah, and I got a house with the window, or I got a chotzer with the window. This is a big window. This window takes up the whole side. There's nothing there but window. Well, the Maisa, I got an effect. I got a chutzah with the window. So now you're coming to tell me that I have to close it up because it has a griya. I'm an asking cholkush like list out. I think the answer is ein achrami. If you would come to me with a taina, you have to build a wall because you're a mazik. You're being mazik me with hezek riyah. So I could haka say like the Ramban says by Acham Shecholko. I could say I'm a nazkein chalaknu. When we made the chalukah, I got a chotzer with the window. I don't want to close it up. I can't open it up in the first place, but I'm an asking chalakna. We made a chalukah. I got a chotzer with the window. I got a house with the window. You can't come now and tell me that I have to close up the window. So I said, why does Mishnah say they have to build a kaisa? And I said, not because I'm a mazik. The taina, when let's say Reuben is today a Shimon, help me build a kaisa. The tefiyah is not because Shimon, you're being mazik me with Ezekiel. Close up your window. Shimon could say, I'm an asking. I divided it. I wanted to have a house with the window. Rather, the tefiyah is because we're both nizaykim. Never mind, they're both being, that you're being mazik me. We are both nizik and mazik me. You're being nizik from me. I'm being nizik from you. It's like gorf and beishar. So we have to build the shut. So we have I can be teveyu to build the chotzer with the beishar tikkadin. It's a tzorich of the chotzer. In order the chalokim should be musukonim. It's a tzorich of the chotzer. There should be a wall because lemaisim are both nizik with mazik me. And that's the din of beishar. Maybe it's tachanas chazal, but that's the din that I can be teveyu chalokim musukonim. And chalokah misukana means that we shouldn't be both nizik with hezek riyah. We have a shared tzarech not to be nizik with hezek riyah. So it's from the schusim of the chalukah. It's not like by the chaloin, it's one directional. The bala chaloin is being mazik the bala chotzer. The bala chotzer not being mazik the bala chaloin. So there's no, you don't have the beshar dekadim. Beshar dekadim is only when they share the tzarech. They have a common tzarech, so they have to be mishtaktif. That can be kofi to be mishtaktif. But if I need it and you don't, the bala chaloin is happy. The bala chotzer is the one who has the problem. So he can't come with a tain of Beishah. He's only coming with a tain of Hezekiah. So he could say, I took this house because I wanted the chaloy. You can't tell me to turn around now. That's why I made the chalukah this way. If I knew that I had to close it up, I would have been different. Yeah, yesh chalik maybe, but I think it's a derech merubach. That in a chinami, the Ramban goes with the Ramban's l'shitosa. That he holds like the Rai, the Ramban's l'shitosa. That in a chinami, as mazik, I can't be tamei as mazik. Because I'm an askein chokul shaloy l'istalek. I took this half of the chutzner. My cheshbon was that I'm not going to have to close up I'm not going to have to close it up. So Melech can only come to you with the beshar dekadin. So Ramban says she tossed it as with the beshar dekadin, and therefore the Ramban holds that the Ramban holds that the Mishnah is built on the beshar dekadin concept. Melech, if it's built on the Beshardika concept, then it has to be built with kosher, so that I don't want to have to be misasim and klobedin and beni bedeni. It has all the halachas of Beshar. It has all the halachas of tikkun achatz. It has to be a long-term solution, and therefore I can demand build the kosher and so on. All of the things that we saw, the Ramban holds. Now, shaking the Rosh, the Shitosa. The Rosh doesn't buy the Raivid in the first place. The Rosh says that he has to close up the window because the Maisi is being masik basically. He doesn't have the Svara that I'm a naske chokush loyalistali. And therefore, the Rosh learns. The Rosh can learn the Mishnah that it's not a Beshar Dekedin. Maybe the Rosh also says no Beshar Dekedin over here, because they're not Shutfin anymore. Beshar is only when they're Shutfin. Now they're not Shutfin. He doesn't have this notion that there's a Tfir on the Chalukah that it should be Chalokim Mesukanim. All of that the Rosh doesn't have. The Rosh learns the Mishnah. The Kitzer. The Rosh learns the Mishnah Kipshuta that it's a din of Hezek Riyah. That I'm demanding that you build a Chatzer. I'm sorry. I'm demanding that you build a Kaisel because you're being Mazik me with Hezek Riyah. Just like I can tell you to close up your chaloyim because you're being masik me with Ezekiel, I can tell you to close up your chotzer because you're being masik me with Ezekiel. And he doesn't subscribe to this whole notion of tikkun chotzer. Meilu, the Rosh Hashitosa holds that it's only a din of a chokat nizokin, so hutzah v'dafna is enough. And I can't demand more than hutzah v'dafna. I can demand, if you want me to be mishtatif, that I won't waste my money on hutzah v'dafna. But if you're going to put up Tutsav Daphne by yourself, then that's the most I can demand. Be misalik your Hezekiah. Ramban Lashitosi holds that, that there is no tain over here of Achokat Nezokin. Because I'm a Naskein Cholku. As a regular Achokat Nezokin, the guy could say, I took this Chotzer because I didn't. I took a Chotzer without a wall. And you can't come down and tell me to build a wall. Be misalik Hezekiah. When I took this Chotzer, I had in mind the Chotzer Kamashu without a wall. So Mela, how can I be Teveyu? I can only be Teveyu Midin. Because it's a takona of Beishar. that when we have a chutzur b'shutfus, we can force each other to build the beishai since we share the tzorich of hezek riyah. It's not the fact that we're both nizaykim. So Meir, the Ramban Shlosser has a hechrich that the Mishnah has to go with the beishai that could do. It's very gishpacha chesmini.
If Manaskin Chalku is true, and it really is, we're okay with no wall. Why is this chutzur b'tikuna need a wall? Like, what makes this beishai k'din? What's the tzorich if everyone involved is okay with that wall?
Manaskin Chalku doesn't mean that we made a deal. Manaskin Chalku means that when I took this chutzur, you can't come to me now with a tie of hezek riyah. I can say against that when I took this chutzur, I took it on Manas. I took it on Manas. I took this half. On Manas came that I shouldn't have to get less than what I should have to close up the chaloyim. So you can't be tevei me, close up the chaloyim because you're being masik me. I can say, on Manas came, I took this chalik that it should come with the chaloyim. I took this chalik with the chaloyim. When he's coming with the Beishai the Kedim, why can't he say connected the Beishai the Kedim also? He's coming and telling me I have to be mishtatif in the Beishai. I'm a Nas Kain. I took this thing that I shouldn't have a kaisel. I'm a Nas Kain Cholku. I think it's chaluk. It feels hezek riyah means I'm being tevei you because your hishtamshus is bothering me. Your hishtamshus is at my expense. So I could say, he can say to him, your hishtamshus is at my expense. So he can say that was part of the chalukah. That went into the chalukah. Yeah, it's true. I got a house with the chaloyim, and that chaloyim is at the expense of the Bala Chatzar. But that was the chalukah. That's how we made the chalukah, that I should get the chaloyim. And it came with everything that Amanaz Ken Choku, that it should be, that I get a chaloyim. Part of the chalukah was that I get a chaloyim. And the chaloyim comes with sharing the Bala Chatzar. So I can't come and say, you're sharing me, because, yeah, you're sharing me with the chaloyim, but that was the chalukah, you get a chaloyim. The Beishai the Kedim, the Tikkun HaChatzar the Kedim. So I'm not being Tevea that you're sharing me. I'm being Tevea that we're being Chaylik the Chatzar. The Chalukah, I have a right that the Chalukah should be Chalukah Mesukon. When I'm being told that you're staring at me, your chaloyim is at my expense. So you could say, yeah, your chaloyim. You can say my chaloyim is at your expense. That was the deal. I have a chaloyim at your expense. When you today me didn't bechar, you're saying it's better for both of us to have a kesel because you're also nizik for me. You're nizik for me, so it's good for you also to have a kesel. So that's objectively true. It is better for both of them to have a kaisel. If I'm coming to you, if the case was the kaisel doesn't like by the chaloyim, the chaloyim is good for you and bad for me. That's just goes in one direction. So you can say. So I say to you, you have a chaloyim. It's good for you. It's bad for me. So your answer is that was the deal. That was the chalukah. And I get a chaloyim. It's good for me and bad for you. That's how we made the chalukah. Here I'm not timing that it's good for you and bad for me. I'm saying it's better for both of us to have a kaisel. So you can't say that that's not true. Chazal said that that is true. Chazal said that that is true. That's objectively true. It's not better for both of us to have a kaisel. Once it's better for both of us to have a kaisel, then I can say, okay, so be mishtapter. Don't be a freeloader.
Even by the chalonos, though, would be two-way.
No, you can see both. In both cases, whether each one, whoever has a chalon, the other one can't be merch. But the chalon be'etzim is a one-way thing. Just loshen the bride, the loshen of Nachman Shmuel is a elim chalon is al zeh. Doesn't mean that it's like two chalonos. So I think we can go further with this. Yeah. Time. Yeah.
Does this get into the Tosfos on Amud Beis B'Chevan the Rapso, where he talks about whether it was already, why doesn't the Mishnah talk about a case whether it was already a Din Chalukah? And then he says, his Rapsilaka, I could have said that I didn't, that when we divided, I didn't want a wall. I'm saying, if it's objectively better for both of you, then couldn't in Ramban, you should just say the case where it's already a Din Chalukah, but you can still
No, because the case is always that one guy doesn't want to build the wall. That's built into the Mishnah. The case is always one guy's being tevei l'other. If they all wanted, they wouldn't need the Mishnah. The case is always that one guy says, no, I don't want. Just like to say, well, I don't want to be mishtatef anyway. I don't want to be mishtatef. Nonetheless, Chazal said objectively, it's good for both of them. So you want to go further, you can say, The guy, we don't need this. One guy doesn't want to be mishtat. Could be that maybe what he says is I don't want a wool. I don't want the expensive wool. Maybe I don't know if he's saying that a wool is a bad thing. He doesn't want the expensive wool. He would do without the expensive wool. So Chazal say no, since be'etzim it's tzarech, so they can be kind to each other.
Even if it wasn't,
he's always saying he doesn't want the wool. He doesn't want the wool. He can say, for whatever reason he gives, I don't know if he says he doesn't want the wool because he wants the view. He says he doesn't want the wool because he doesn't want to pay. Whatever it is, one guy always says, I don't want the wool. But that's the din of Bishar. In the case of Bishar, also that's the case. One of the Bnei Chatzar, or maybe most of the Bnei Chatzar, don't want this Bishar. But since objectively it's good for everybody, it's a Tzarech HaChatzar. Chazal said objectively it's a Tzarech HaChatzar. It's a thing that properly a Chatzar ought to have. So the one person, it's the only one guy in the Chatzar wants a Bishar. There's 100 other people who don't want a Bishar. But objectively, a chotzer is supposed to should have a beishar, so they can force them to be mishtat. Now, I want to go back to. I want to just take this further.
Shouldn't it also objectively be a good thing to have a wall between the bias and the chotzer? Because said, even according to teacher that says hezekri alashme has a for a bias, there's for sure hezekri.
But I can't see into your chal. I don't can't see into your chal. You can look down on me. I can't look into your chal.
Why not?
No, there's a special case. If I build a kaisel, and if the kaisel is the same height as the chaloyim, then I could look into your chaloyim. That's one of the reasons why I can't do that. But normally speaking, the chaloyim looks out on the chotzer. The chotzer doesn't look into the chaloyim. Like the gag and the chotzer. The gag looks down on the chotzer, but not that way. Yeah. So now let's take this further. There's another sheet in Yishevi. The whole thing started with the machlekes, the Rosh and the Ramban, in a case where one guy wants to be claimed as shaloi and says and build the roots of a daf. So the Rosh says he's within his rights. Shimon can say, I'll be claimed, I'll take the whole thing on myself, I'll build the roots of a daf. No, that's it for Hezekiah. And the Rosh says, he can do it, because one day, maybe it'll fall down, yeshayftim boretz. He took away the Hezekiah, that's all. As we've been elaborating, the Rosh learns, it's a whole mission just about Hezekiah. So one guy says, I'll build the wall, roots of a daf, I'll build roots of a daf, I'll build the mica, so good enough. So nobody is the end of discussion. Whereas the Ramban holds that even if one guy wants the Ramban, the Rashi holds even if one guy wants to be kindness to take shaloi, the other guy can say it's only a temporary kindness to take shaloi and build b'hutzav adafna. The other one can say that's only a temporary; it's a stopgap solution for Hezekiah. I want a permanent solution for Hezekiah. I don't want a stopgap solution. So Mrs. Ahmed explained because it's not a kind of archokas nezokin. For Achokas Nezokin, if I'm being today about for Achokas Nezokin, so if you stop it, you stopped it. I can't worry about it. I don't have a right to worry about 6 months from now. But we're talking about Tikkun HaChotzer. So Tikkun HaChotzer should be a Minhag HaMedina solution for Hezekiah. HaKol HaMedina. However, what about the following case? What if Shimon says, I will be Kaimis L'Tayt Shalit, and I'll build the wall Bigvil V'Gozos. all at my own expense. It's going to be wall, Kiminig Amadina, Vilba Gazas, all the Hidurim, Chazan Yishashir, everything you want, but on my side of the property line. So the Chayra, why not? I mean, what possible objection could Reuben have? Reuben's getting everything now for free. He's getting a wall with Gilda Gozes. He won't be able to. There won't be any. It's a permanent. It's a minig amedina solution, and he doesn't even have to pay for it. Shimon took on the whole. Shimon's a nice guy. Shimon's taking on the whole expense all by himself. So look, both the Fidei Rosh and the Ramban Avada, there's nothing to talk about. Avada, Shimon could certainly do that. The Nemukri Yosef brings the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says no. Shimon can object. Reuben can object. I don't know who's Reuben or Shimon. Shimon's the one who wants to be kind of special. I think that's how we've been doing all up to now. Reuben can object. And Reuben can say, I don't want the wall on your side. I want the wall in the middle. Because I want to have the wall in the middle so that I should have a share in the wall. Because I want to use the wall to be soivich kairis. Because I want to be able to rest beams on the wall if I want to build a garage, summer house. I want the wall just what's useful for me and my property line to have a good, strong, six tefachim wall. I want the wall to be in the middle where I'll be able to use it. And even, the Rav goes on and says, even if Shimon says, I'll let you use it. So you can say, no, I don't want any tefachim. I want to be mishtatif. It's not so much money. I want to be mishtatif, so there should be my wall too. And I'll have a right, without asking any favors, I'll have a right to be some kairos on the wall and to use the wall. And Reuben has such a type. Nothing to do with Hasagria. So on face value, there was a Pella. First of all, where did he get this from? Like, this is a new thing. We never saw this in the Lord. There's a tiny Smichus Kairos. Reuben has a Kimi Teveya. I want a wall for Smichus Kairos. But the Gemara, the wall is for Hasagria. Where did he get such a notion from? Moreover, if there's such a taina that Reuben can say, I want a wolf for smichus kairos, then it should be true even the man of Hezekiah Lashme Hezek. The Gemara is clear that if Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, then you can't demand the wall. You can only demand the wall of Hezekiah Shme Hezek. The feeder, oh, why not? There's a new taina over here, smichus kairos. I'm worried that it's such a strange role. So there is Reb, Leib Malin and Fusher Rai. Leib goes in this direction. That really, fundamentally, it's a din of Hezekriya. I'm Tevei Wall with Hezekriya. But now that I have a right to be Tevei Wall with Hezekriya, it's not merely a Tzviya of Archokas Nezokin. Now it becomes a Momentous Dekachiyuv. And now I have a right to have a wall that will build Beshutfis. And once I have a right to have a wall that we're going to build Beshutfis, and even if I have some side benefit from the wall, that's not built into the reason why we made it. The Sivas Atakon, the Sivas Achiv is to take off the Hezekriya. But now it has a life of its own. Now even if you take away the Hezekriya in some other way, now the Chiv to build the wall Beshutfis has a life of its own. And even if I come with some other Tfiyah, Smichas Kairos or something, I can still demand the wall. Right, that's a difficult. Leib is malach about this, and he gets into some problems because it's not mistaken. What if you already built the wall and now there's no longer any Hezekiah? I can still demand that he move the wall over. And he's not Hezekiah now anymore. Like now the Hezekiah is gone. Like how could, what is it? Even if you'll say this, there is a rush in Sivan Beis. We're going to talk about it maybe tomorrow. That the chi of binyan kaisel is a chi of moment. There is a rush. You can be meichel that it's a chi of moment. Even if it's a chiyuv mamon, it's a chiyuv mamon that comes from Hezekiah. You took away that you're going to take away the Hezekiah. You're going to build the wall, but build the causes. You're going to take away the Hezekiah. So if you take away the Hezekiah, there's no longer any chiyuv mamon. Even if it's true that it's a chiyuv mamon, but it's a chiyuv mamon that comes from the Hezekiah, you're going to take away the Hezekiah. So where's the chiyuv mamon anymore? Yeah, this Rabbi himself is bothered by it. So he says in the Chanami, if the guy went Shimon and he built the wall already in his own property, so now there's no Hezekiah. So Reuben has nothing to say. But if he hasn't built it yet, then Reuben can say, stop, don't build it on your property, because meanwhile you have a chiyuv mamon, and so we have to build it in the middle. Very shver zachem, very difficult. But the emes is ha-emes toyer darkum, that there is not a yochid in this opinion. It's a shiva. Shita Mukubetsis and Davolam Adeis at the end, Bishem the writer, has the same sheet there. He explains it more. It's the last thing in Rabbah Medeis. The Dira Maskel is Itmar. In the middle of it, in my Kleibitz, the last word on the line that we need is Shaloi. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 11 lines down. So this is arriving. Shaloi Omru Gvil Begoz Kefisim Elim Nei Snichas Tikva. The reason why the Mishnah said deal with vil and gozus, that's in order that you should be able to have a strong wall you can support a roof. If it would only be hezek ria, then hutzah v'dafna would be enough. Kitzer, it says in this Raivin. The Raivin is the rov. I mean, it's the same sheet as the rov. It says in the Raivin, the Raivin says, if the Mishnah was only about Hezekiah, the Hutzah v'Dafna would be enough. Why does the Mishnah require Vilda Gosses? If the Mishnah is only about Hezekiah, so build Hutzah v'Dafna. Hutzah v'Dafna takes off Hezekiah. Who cares about Minhag HaMedina? So we already saw the Rosh, the Ramban, they all grapple with this question. So the Rosh said, because anyway, it's the last of my Samporos. Hutzah v'Dafna is a waste of money. And the Ramban says, because I don't want to be Masasim Yimcha B'din, and you'll be Masasim Yibeni Yubeni. The Raivid doesn't have any of that. The Raivid holds that if it was only a matter of Hezek Re'il, then there would be no Dinah Vil B'Gosus. Hutzah v'Dafna takes off Hezek Re'il. Go to Target, get some Hutzah v'Dafna, and then it's finished. No more Hezek Re'il. So how come the Mishnah talks about Vil B'Gosus? The Torah says the whole Takon of Vil B'Gosus was because it was in order to give them a strong wall, which is good for smichas tikva, that they could put a roof on, because that's good for them to have a roof, to have a wall that they could build the roof. It's a tikkun achatz to have a wall that you build the roof. Smichas kareis same thing. No, it says in the Raivit. First of all, the Raivit tells me where is this rav coming from? Where did the rav get the whole notion of smichas kareis? It's the Mishnah that has a career. Where did you invent this nudin of smichas kareis? Says to the Raivit, says he got it from the Mishnah. Because they're all in the Raivid saw that, looked at the Mishnah, they said, where did Vilan Gosses come into this? You need Hezek. What is he, Superman? He can see through materials. Hutzah v'Dafna takes off Hezek Re'ah. Why is there a Mishnah about Vilan Gosses altogether? Shishat Tvachim, what is this all about? And they didn't have the Svarva. They didn't buy into the Svarva Amparis and Beni Ubeni. So mainly they read in the Mishnah itself that the Takana over here to build a Kaisel Kaminin and Medina is not only for Hezek Re'ah. It's a takana for smichas kairos also. Mimele, you have to have a wall that's strong enough for smichas kairos. And mimele, one guy can't be claiming to tech shaloi, because then the other guy loses the smichas kairos. That's the raw. It's not like a blei malin for sure. A blei malin learns that then you have to start with hezek ria, and you have to build the wall for hezek ria. Once you have to build the wall for hezek ria, so then if you have side benefits too, you can come and demand the side benefits. I said before, that's a very difficult story. You see in the Raya, but that's not the pshat. The takana in the first place was not only for Hezek Re'ah. If the takana had been just for Hezek Re'ah, then it would be enough to do Hutzah v'Dafna. The takana in the first place was to build the wall not only for Hezek Re'ah, but the takana was to build the wall for smichas kairos too. And Melech, that's built in the takana. That's how they read the Mishnah. That's the din you have to build the kaisel for smichas kairos.
We can say this svar for the Ra'ah and the Raivin. You can use this similar svar to explain the Ra'ah for Ramban and Rosh. You can say that built into the Takana is also so you don't lose out money by having the wall fall all the time. So built into the Takana, if
yeah, you're 100% right. But I would turn it around the other way. I would put it the other way. that you see in the Ravid were the same thing that we already saw in the Ramban, that the din to build a wall is a tikkun achatzudik din. It's not a hezekriyadik din. Just the Ramban learns that even the tikkun achatzudik din is to be misakim the chatzur from hezekriyah. You know, one day you're going to have a hezekriyah, so let's be misakim now in Mofar Alamo. And the Ravid says it's tikkun achatzur, but he goes even further. The Ravid and the Rav, they say it's not only is it a din tikkun achatzur, but it's a tikkun achatzur not only for hezekriyah, it's a tikkun achatzur for smichus kairos too. It's a tikkun achatzur, it's better. It's good to have between neighbors. It's good to have strong walls, because with strong walls are multi-purpose things. They're good for hezekriyah and they're good for smichus kairos, and it's a good thing to have. So mele tikkun achatzur, you build a wall. So first of all, I think that the Ravid is also a shitasa. The Ravid also held. The Ravid was the way held by Achim Shechalku. He also held that there's no time of hezekriyah, because al menaske in chalku shelo listalek. So the same we made, the same chesed we made, that the Ramban is the Shittasa, the Ravid is also the Shittasa. The Ramban and the Ravid, they're the ones who hold that by Achim Shechalku, Eilem Chaloyim Zelzeh, means that he doesn't have to close up his wall even though he's masik the hezekriyah, because Amunaschein Chalku Shalei Listalek. So the exact same chesed we made in the Ramban, we can make in the Ra'ah. So that's number one. That's very Gishmak. Mamish comes out, the whole thing comes out of Gishmak. That the Ravid, the Ramban, they're the ones who hold up by Achim Shechalku. There's no time to close up your Chalon. There's no time of Hezekriyah. Because Amanas Kein Chalku Shaloy Listalek. So they were both bothered. So what's out in the Mishnah? I mean, Tereyu Hezekriyah. Amanas Kein Chalku Shaloy Listalek. What do you tell me with Hezekriyah? That's why I took this. I took a half. There was no Kaisel over here. Now you're telling me to build a Kaisel. So Mele, the Ravid, the Ramban, they both had to learn that it's not a time of Hezekriyah. It's a time of Tikkun HaChatzer. The Ramban learns it's a tain of tikkun achatzur, hezekriyah tikkun tain of tikkun achatzur, and the Ravid and the Rohold, it's not only hezekriyah, it's hezekriyah and it's shayir rochus too, it's smichus kairos and other things also. It all goes into the tikkun achatzur. By the way, Agat Lurcha, this Mayor Goodman pointed out to me yesterday. Yeah, I was texting with him. He had a very nice daughter. You know, the Rashi had this nidoyim when you look at the Minhag HaMedina, which ksalim do you look at? So the Rashba brought a shita that you look at Kaisli Habatim. So the Rashba said Kaisli Habatim makes no sense. Kaisli Habatim, they have to be much stronger. They have to support a roof. What are you looking at Kaisli Habatim? So who talk is this Yeshayimim? The Rashba doesn't give him a name. Who's this Yeshayimim who says that Kemina Gai Medina, you look at Kaisli Habatim? So what's the answer? Who is this Yeshayimim in the Rashba? What? So the Ramban had a lashon shar Christly or ear or something. So it sounds maybe like batim, but it's very hard to believe in the Ramban batim, because even the Ramban were only looking for hezekriyah. So we said in the Ramban shar solo ear means around chaseres. Not the Rashi goes further. It has to be walls of shutfin shecholk, because the lisatmos. The Ramban said no, it was walls, but not walls of, hard to believe, walls of houses. The Rashba's right. Walls of houses, they're built differently. Walls of houses, they have to support a roof. Avad, it's a whole different ballgame. So, but who is you know who the Yeshayimim is in this? I mean, I don't know for sure, but we can give, what? They're on the right. That the wall of here, build the Gosses, is for Smichas Kairos. That's talking the function of the wall. Otherwise, you can do Hutzah V'dafna. The wall is for Smichas Kairos. Smichas Kairos, how do you measure what's a good wall for Smichas Kairos? Kaisli Batim. On which they built Kairos and Tikkun. That's, I think Mamash is exactly, he's 100% right. And it's clear in the Ravid. The Ravid says that they need, the reason why you need to build the Gozes is for Smichas Tikkun. So you want to know what's the Minhag HaYir? Look at Minhag HaYir for Smichas Tikkun. Smichas Tikkun is Kostli Batim. It's very Gishmak. That's the Adora Brum, that this Ravid is, that's the Yeshayimim in the Rashba. Yeah.
The Shita himself brings the same Yeshayimim and also says that it's Adora Tamor.
Yeah, the Shita is just the person who brought all these Yeshayimim together, but when I say we have the Ravid, it's looking at the Ravid. Why did the Shita connect the dots? But I think looking at the Ravid, it's very Gishmak. Yeah, of course, the problem is, what's the problem in the Ravid and the Rav? In the Ravid and the Rav, what's the problem? So we're making this Kaisel of here to be not so much about Hezek, at least not only about Hezekriya, it's really for other things too, it's for Smichas Kairos. So what's, of course, the obvious problem? We're basically making this kaisel that they have to build over here. It's for tikkun achatzer. We're making it the main subject over here is not even hezekriya. I mean, hezekriya maybe too, but it's not only for hezekriya, and probably most of the expense is not even hezekriya. Hezekriya can take care of with putzav adatma. Instead, you're building the wall of Gilgal Gazas. The wall of Gilgal Gazas probably costs much more than the wall of putzav adatma. So most of the money that you're spending over here is for the tikkun achatzer of smichas keres. It's really not only, it's not so much of an hezekriya. So what's fair?
What about the other mandama?
What about the other mandama? The Gemara says, "If the mandama has a kriya lashmi hezek, then they don't build the wall. Why not? Okay, fine. You don't have to. You know, there's no hezek kriya. But what happened to smichas keres? Yeah. It's still a tikkun achatzer for smichas keres. The Gemara says that it's all about hezek kriya. So I'll show you a rimigash. Just like a movie. Take a look at the Rimagash. Base number base. First page. The first page of the base. Base number base in the Rimagash. Look at the Rimagash. Time of the Rotsu. That's it. Okay, what's going on? It's going in the Gemara. The Gemara is the first Lashon Gemara. The first Lashon Gemara is the Lashon Hezek V'Lash Me'Hezek. So the first Lashon Gemara learned time of the Rotsu means they agreed to build a wall. So the Gemara is Medayik. It's only because they agreed to build a wall. But if they didn't agree to build the wall, only one guy wants to build the wall and not the other, then they don't have to build the wall. So you see, Hezek real Lashmei Hezek. That's the Gemara. So the Rimagash is elaborating, just paraphrasing, since the first blush, just paraphrasing the Gemara. But there's something really amazing in this Rimagash. Let's read it again. Time of the Rotsu. Haloi Rotsu Shneim Lipnes Kaisel Beneim. Alecha Meim Bilvadu Shereise. Chaveri Ma'akev Olof. Al mehezek yilash mehezek. Yish mehezek amai chaveri ma'akev olof. What does it say in this Rimagash? It's a tremendous chiddush here. What's it? Pshutu, what's it? If hezek yilash mehezek. So what's the halacha? I want to build a wall and you don't. So what's the din? Manda mehezek yilash mehezek. So we don't have to build a wall. I want a wall. You don't want a wall. So what's the din? That's not the pashtus. Why? The pashtus is, I can build a wall. I can't make you pay for it. I can still, there's no reason, why can't I build a wall? I'm sensitive to hezek, I'll build a wall. You don't have to, I'm not asking you to pay for it. If hezek yishmei hezek, then I can be paid for you to be mishtakev. But if hezek yilashmei hezek, then I can't force you to build a wall, because there's no hezek over here, there's no, whatever, no bishar, no nothing, there's no achak and nizokim, so then I can't force you to build a wall. But if I want to build a wall on my own, so who's to stop me?
Does he have to be
kainis? Yeah, right, I'll be kainis. I'll be kainis to teshuli, and I'll build a wall. Of course, I have to pay this. I can't do it on your property. It's nothing to do with you. But there's nothing, you can't stop me from building my wall. Rimagash is not the way. Rimagash says that if hezek be a lash me hezek, you can stop me from building a wall. That's a chiddush. Yeah.
Could it just be that he stops building a wall being there, and he says, like, that could between them?
You mean because you're doing it on my property?
Yeah.
I hear. Maybe this means he can stop him from doing it on his property. But I think that the simple mashmaos is that the Rimagash learns that you could taka stop him. And the reason is because he's blocking the air. It has to do with the Gemara later about Mishmavira. He said, Soyim Mishmavira. We'll get the Gemara on the base. This is mashmaos. I think the Rimagash read the Gemara. The Gemara talks about when one guy was Misratze, maybe he could click his Abma, you could say, yeah, I was Misratze to build a wall. I mean, I was with Misratze to do a chalukah. What happened to Gemara saying? Okay, I was Misratze in the Avira. I was Misratze in the Avira. But I wasn't misratze in the right. What's the chiddush? There's a having to say the guy who didn't want to build the wall and he was misratze to build the wall because in the Lishna Kam he agreed to build the wall. He can say, "I agreed to build the wall. I made the concession in the avira, but I didn't make the concession in the what's the lashon." But not in the Teshmishosa. So Rashi plays these other pshatim in there. But I think the pastor says the Rima Gosh read the Gemara that Avira means kipshutai, the air. Meaning, you're blocking my air. So even if I agreed to build a wall, the Gemara says, maybe he could say, yeah, I agreed you should block my air, but not on my property too. Like, I didn't agree to give up some of my ishtamshus. I didn't agree to give up three amas, or three tvachim rather. That I wasn't misratzit. What was I misratzit to? I was misratzit that there should be a wall that blocks my avir. But that also needs a ritzui. Without my ritzui, you can't block my avir. I think that's where the Rimigash is coming from. Again, Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara though. But I think that's where this chiddush of the Rimigash comes from. B'kitzur, it says in the Rimigash, I think a chiddush, that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Machlekes Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek versus Lash Shmei Hezek, up till now we thought it means if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, I can force you to build a wall. If Hezek Riyah Lash Shmei Hezek, but I can't force you to build a wall. In the Rimigash, I think it says that it's more than that. If Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, yes, then I can force you to build a wall. That's certainly true. But if Hezek Riyah Lash Shmei Hezek, then you can force me not to build a wall. Because I'm here. So Mel is very valid to run and the Ravid. Avada, it's a ticket of chutzit to have a wall because it's Michas Kairis. But if Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, then the guy can say, the one who doesn't want the wall can say, yeah, it's very nice that you want to have Michas Kairis. I hear it's Michas Kairis, very nice, but I want Avira. And if Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, I can be today the Avir. So then you can't build a wall. You can't force me to build a wall because it might be nice for Michas Kairis. But it shares my avir. It's only if Hezek is Shmei Hezek, so they have to build the wall anyway, at least b'hutzu v'dafna. So the avir is not going to have anyway. Once they have to build the wall b'hutzu v'dafna for Hezek Riyah, then they should build the wall because it's for smichas teres. That's how they're going to learn the Gemara. That's why it's totally Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek Lash Shmei Hezek. The wall is not only good for Hezek Riyah. The wall for Hezek Riyah could do like the Rambam says. If it was only about Hezek Riyah, then you could have built the chutz of Adafna. The Mishnah says you need to build the gozes. So why do you have to have build the gozes? So the Rambam and the Rambam learn you need to have build the gozes for smichas kares, for smichas tikra. That's why you look at Kaisli Abatim, like I said. So the wall is for other things too. It's not only for Hezek Riyah. So why does the Gemara say that it's totally the machlekes Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, Lash Shmei Hezek? Because if Hezek Riyah Lash Shmei Hezek, that means that you have a taina that you want the avir. If you have a taina that you want the avir, then the guy can't force you to build the wall. It might be nice for smichas kares, but you want the avir. It's only if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, that means Hezek Riyah, the Hezek Riyah trumps the avir. We have to build the wall anyway because at least the chutz of Adafna. So there's not going to be avir anyway. Once there's not going to be avir anyway, we have to have a wall at least chutz of Adafna. So then for smichas kares, we should build the gilu gozes because that's the full tikkun achatz.
Does Rebbe's have the brackets, the first bracket?
I have in parentheses, Eimachai, when I say, and then I have in brackets. Usually parentheses to take out and brackets to put in. Like, I don't know what the story
the
is.
The brackets, Shneim Livnos Kosol Beinehem.
Right. So if they both agreed to build the wall, then they have to build the wall. But if only one of them wants to build,
doesn't mean kosel beinehem, but mean kosel in between their two properties.
Yeah, so that's who.
We're defining what beinehem here.
I think the beinehem is if it's rotsu, it's beinehem. Because I think that would be trivial to say that if Hezek Lash Shmei Hezek, so I can't force you to build a wall. I think it's trivial to say that therefore you can stop me from building the wall on your property. I don't think the Rimigash will need to say that. About it. I mean, nobody argues in that. That's if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, I can force you to build a wall. If Hezek Riyah Lash Shmei Hezek, then I can't force you to build a wall. Obviously, if I can't force you to build a wall, then I can't go and put it on your property any more than I can go into your bank account and rob your bank account. I mean, obviously, if I can't force you to build a wall, then I can't build my wall on your property. I don't think the Rimigash would have to spell it out. I think he's saying a chiddush that if Hezek Riyah Lash Shmei Hezek, then you can tell me not to build a wall. And again, I think it has a shurish in the Gemara. That's a very glatt way to learn the Gemara about Avira. And if that's the case, because that's miyushuv, the ra'ah and the ra'ah and the. Yeah, one way the kudu maybe we'll ask, and then with this one, I'll add, and then with this one close. So we're bringing the rimigash. Well, yeah, we're not committed to rimigash, holds like everything else. There's a rimigash in the Chavam and Beis. And maybe just make a sikkum for a second. So it comes out like this. If we're just taking a step back and we're looking at the Mishnah, how many ways there are to learn the Mishnah. So basically we have Shnayim Shem Shlosh. We have basically two fundamental approaches to the Mishnah, but one of them then subdivides. The fundamental machlokes in how to understand the Mishnah is it a Mishnah that has a griyah, or is it a Mishnah that tikkun achatz? The Rosh holds it's a Mishnah that has a griyah. And therefore, as far as the Rosh is concerned, you could build the wall votes of a daphne, it would also be good enough. You want the other guy to pay for it too, then he can say he doesn't want to waste his money, he has to build Kamina Gamadina. But otherwise, but as far as the tain of Hezekiah is concerned, Lutz of Adaptin is good enough, because it's a tain of Hezekiah. It's a tain of Archokas Nezokim. And therefore, it's good enough to be Machik the Nesek now. And 6 months from now, Yeshayf the Bart. And we said the Rosh Tashitosay and Abzayim, the Rosh holds that even Achim Shechokud is a tain of Hezekiah. If you have a Chaloin, I can tell you to close up the Chaloin, because they're Hezekiah. That's Kuvalik, the Rosh Tashitosay. But even by Achim Shechoku, if you're being massing the Hezekiah, I can tell you to close up the Chaloin. So the same way I can tell you to close up the Chaloin, I can tell you close up the whole Chatzah. You're being massing it with Hezekiah. The other end, the Ramban, the Ravid, they hold the Achim Shechoku, I can't tell you to close up the Chaloin. Because I'm not asking Chalku. I got a bias with the Chaloin. That was the Chalukah, that I got a bias with the Chaloin. You can't tell me to close it up. So there's no time of Achokah by a Chaloin, you can't. There's no time of Achokah Nezokah by Achim Shechoku. There's no time of Hezekiah of Hezekiah by Achim Shechok. You can't come and say, close up the Chalot. Like the Ramban over there explains. Ramban explains, because I'm an Asken Chalku Shul Shulay Yisdal. So over here also, Shutfin Shechalku, so why can I tell you to close up the Chotzer? I'm telling you, close up the Chotzer, Achokas Nezokim, close up the Chotzer. Why? I'm an Asken, I took the Chalik, and it's good for, I don't want to have a pencil, and this is the Chalik that I took. And the Ramban, the Rashba, they all learn that it's not a harchokas nezokim dikedin at all. It's a tikkun achotzer dikedin, like Mrs. Zalman says. It's a tikkun achotzer dikedin. Mrs. Zalman says it's poshut tikkun achotzer dikedin, even though they're not shutfin anymore. But it's poshut tikkun achotzer. Rav Nochem changed that a little bit. They're not shutfin anymore. But there's a din in the chaluk itself that the chaluka should be as the shutfis divides, so it should expire with chalukim misukonim. So Mela, as tikkun achatzer, they can demand there should be a kaisel with the gossips. Then subdivide that the Ramban learns, but even the tikkun the Ramban the Rashba they learn, but the tikkun achatzer is that it should be mesukin from hesigriel, not a chok and mezogin. They shouldn't be masik each other, but tikkun achatzer they shouldn't be nizik from each other like they shah. So Mela, even the time of gil the gossips, the tefillah for gil the gossips has to have something to do with hesigriel. What does that do with hesigriel? That the mochwe will fall down and baini while we're being misaksim medin, I'm going to be nisik with hezekriya. It has to still be a tree of hezekriya. That's the passage of the gemara. That it's the gemara that the gemara says it's nishul hezekriya. Hezekriya lashme hezek, but it's not just tree. That's the Ramban and the Rashba. The ra'ah and the ravid hold that the tikkun achatzur is not only hezekriya. The tikkun achatzur could be other things too. Smikas kairos. That's probably the yeshayimim and the Rashba that you look at shara batim, the batim should be here. Because you're building the wall not only, and then the Rav explains, for Hezekiah, make good subadafna. So rather, it's a tikkun achatzur dikedin for other things too, for smichus chayrus also. But the Gemara says it's totally Hezekiah shmei Hezek, lash mei Hezek. So for that, I have the Rimigash. But you see the Rimigash, that if Hezekiah lash mei Hezek, that means not only that you can't demand the wall because of Hezekiah, but that the other guy can demand to not be a wall because of Avira. So that's what the Gemara means according to the Rav and the Rav. If Hezekiah lash me Hezek, so the guy can say, I don't want a wall, I want a beer. So you can't build a wall. But if Hezekiah forgets Michus Kairos, they want a beer. But if Hezekiah shmei Hezek, then you can't demand a beer. There has to be a wall. And once there has to be a wall, then taking the chutzah should be a wall of building chutzah because it's good for Michus Kairos. There's one last nekuda. There's a rimigash in Bavol on the base. The rimigash is talking about opening up a chaloin and connecting somebody else's chutzah. Not allowed to open a chaloin and connecting somebody else's chutzah because of Hezekiah. Pretty open and shut. I can't open the chaloin and get opposite your chutzah because then we massacre you with Hezekiah. Rektor Minigash, what do you mean? We pass in like a Yosi and Leachmer that Alanizik Lachik Kesatzme. What do you mean I'm being massacred with Hezekiah? So you put up a wall, Alanizik Lachik Kesatzme. So the Rebbe Minigash answers, Maidra of Yosi, but Giri Dile. It's Giri Dile. Fine. So that's a discussion maybe in its own right, but in the Haggai's there from Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro, in the bottom of the Midrash, Haggai's from Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro. Not to be confused with Ramesh Shapiro, this was Nifter recently. Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro was a Talmud of this girl. It was her Shivan Bar Yaakov. He was Nifter a long time ago. Anyway, Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro, how come the Midrash woke up? Why did he wake up on Davod? He should have asked in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Bainam is a chesel band." So the Gemara says, "Because Hezek v'Yeshve Hezek." So we're right in the Mishnah already. Right? The Rimagash should have woken up. Alan is a glach kesasim. The emes is in the Ra'avon. The Ra'avon asks it on the Mishnah. The Ra'avon asks it on the Mishnah. What do you mean, "Bainam is a chesel band"? So Alan is a glach kesasim. And the answer is, "Giri dilei." By the way, you see, the Ra'avon is like the Rosh. Then it's a pasuk. The Mishnah is a pasuk. Then the Rachakus nesapi. But the Rimagash and the Mishnah doesn't say anything. And that Vav, by opening the Chalink and the Chatzar, we're 6 blat to 5 blat into Vav Vassar. All of a sudden, the Rimagash woke up and said, "What do you mean, Alanizik Lachik Kesatzme?" There it is. So she was right. I think he also said Ramash. He says, "The Hainan Advar, the Rimagash learned the Mishnah like the Alderich, the Ramban, the Raiva, that it's a Tikkun HaChatzar the Gedin. The Bainer is a Chesel Bems is not because they're Mazikim, but because they're Nizokim. They're both Nizokim. So if a tikkun achatz, they have to build a beishadik person. So then who cares that alanizik lachik kesatzme? In a chadami, alanizik lachik kesatzme. But that's why they have to build the kesel, because they're both nizokim. I got the davov, and there you have a case where the onus is on the mazik. The guy can't open a chaloy, can't get the chatz because he's being mazik to bala chatz. So there the Rimagash woke up and said, "What do you mean, alanizik lachik kesatzme?" So the answer is to be delivered. So it's right. The Rimagash also is within this school. The Ramban, the Ravid, the Ra'ah. Now we have the Rimagash to add to it that the Kaisel of the year is not because they're Mazikim. The Kaisel of the year is because they're Nizokim. So because they're Nizokim, it's a Tikkun HaChatz, they should have Chalokim Misukonim, so therefore they have to build a Kaisel, and that's why you have to have Bilbo Gossus. Either because of Beni Beni, or because of Tikkun HaKairis, and so on and so on. Fine. Yitzchak Shem, tomorrow we'll do the thesis about the book of the Shisha Bacham and hopefully we'll start doing more.
Thank you, Rabbi.